27 May 1893. Statement of Deputy Abdullah Atam. First, concerning the paths to salvation and the signs of those who have achieved the salvation that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Sahib has stated, we have already mentioned that a full debate of this issue shall start the beginning of next week. We would like, however, to mention here that your definition of the word salvation is incomplete. It was not necessary for you to describe the Christian method of salvation as artificial, unnatural, and false. In any case, we shall examine what you have said presently when it is our turn to raise objections. Second, we have answered fully with room to spare concerning the verses of John chapter 10 that were presented. Instead of demonstrating some fault with the answer, you have continued just to repeat the verse, as if repetition is sufficient and a lengthy discourse somehow establishes the truth. In John chapter 10 verse 36, where the words makhsus, sanctified, and bheja hua, one who is sent, have been translated, we have explained that the actual word corresponding to makhsus in the original language means sanctified, and bheja hua is indicative of what he said, that I am heavenly and you are earthly. In all the references you have given, this word is not used in respect of any other saintly person. In the lines of Isaiah chapter 13, verse 3, the word is erkomai, which means bheja hua. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 8, the word is apostelo, and the meaning is the same. In Genesis chapter 45, verse 7, and also in Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 13, the word is badize, the meaning of which is to go. And all these words are very different from the words hagiazei in the passage under dispute. And these words have nothing to do with the passage in dispute. And what we have said is correct, that the words mean the one sanctified by God and sent, that is to say, sent from heaven. Third, you ask, did the Jewish people consider Israel, etc., to be guilty of blasphemy for being given this same title? We have answered this again and again, but it is sad that for some reason you did not understand. Look carefully again on our previous discussion to see that the distinction that Christ enjoyed was not in any other venerable personage. Fourth, when people look at the issue, they will be able to assess justly regarding what Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Sahib says, that we have only made a verbal claim of salvation and have merely employed the word. We ask you, sir, why did you not pay attention to the verses quoted from our holy books? Why did you not show any defect in them before ignoring them? Fifth, Mirza Sahib asks us to show signs according to Mark chapter 16. In reply to this, it should be clear that we do not disagree with the generality of the promise that anyone who has faith should have these signs. The only question is whether, with the generality of the promise, is it also meant that anyone and everyone could be the means for showing these signs? Is it not the case that some disciples, because of their weak faith, did not accept the witness of the reliable people, nor the promises of the Lord and the prophecies of the previous prophets, and they were reprimanded for their doubt? And was it not the custom of our Lord that those whom he reprimanded, he strengthened as well? When he said to them to go into the world and these signs will accompany those who believe, he did not mean you were weak in regards to miracles before, but that future miracles shall happen through you. Was this reprimand given to the priests of our age also? We agree that the promise is a general one, but show us where those through whom this promise is to be fulfilled are also similarly meant to be everyone. We have read out to you all that is in Mark chapter 16 in our statement. Did the same situation exist there or not? Thus, when those through whom these signs were to be shown were specific, is the stretching of this promise beyond the time of the disciples misplaced or not? Regarding the fulfillment of this promise, read Acts chapter 8 verse 14 and see if it is not written that when the apostles John and Peter went to Samaria and found many Christians there, they asked them if they had also received the Holy Spirit or not. They replied that they had not even heard about the Holy Spirit, So they were asked at whose hand they had been baptized. They replied that they had been baptized at the hand of John the Baptist. Then they laid their hands on their heads and they received the Holy Spirit. Does this example not show that our explanation is correct and true, and your stretching to eternity the promise of miracles is wrong? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 tells us that now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. In the same chapter, verse 28, and God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? This clearly shows that in those days when the disciples were present, they considered any special faculty as a divine gift and declared that some could do this while others could do that, yet nobody was deprived of miracles. But the divine word has declared in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 2 and 8, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. Love never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And in the last verse, it is written, and now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Because when faith becomes a reality, it remains as faith. When hope is fulfilled, it reaches its completion. But love never reaches its end. And it should also be remembered that love is a special name of God because God is love. The conclusion that we can draw from all these matters is that just as miracles have not been promised forever, similarly, they do not have the highest rank regarding salvation. But at one time, when the new teaching was given, the miracles were granted for the establishment and evidence of that teaching. If miracles happened every day, they would lose their effect. Summing up, the verse that you have used to construe a general promise, we have explained that it is dependent on those through whom these signs were to be shown, and those are wholly specific. And after looking at the contents of Mark chapter 16, you will not be able to consider this statement to be wrong in any way at all. 6. You say, sir, the Messiah also refused to show any at-will miracles. You do injustice, sir. Where did he refuse? After people had already seen the heavenly signs, and as a jest they asked to be shown more heavenly signs, it was declared that this evil and adulterous group will not be shown any sign. Now, sir, in all fairness, does refusing to show a sign mean not being able to show a sign? If a powerful person says he will not do a certain thing, does it mean that he cannot do that thing? In Matthew chapter 9, John chapter 11, and Luke chapter 7, and others, miracles can be seen very clearly. Sir, I expected better from your wisdom and intellect that you will not construe such meanings. 7. You say that the Messiah used two abusive words. Can calling evil an evil or a bastard be termed use of abusive language? Had you followed the Islamic traditions of conversation, you would not have had such disrespectful words about a courageous and innocent prophet. For this, we regret that prophets should be accused of using abusive language. The rest later. Signature English, Henry Martin Clark, President Representing Christians. Signature English, Ghulam Qadir Fasih, President Representing Muslims.